now start with the fifth attack on Radio Mersey Waves by the Department of Trade and Industry this year, which took place, I think it was, on the 27th of February this particular year, when they got one of our longest-serving medium-wave transmitters. And I think a lot of people on the station will remember it as the transmitter that was used up at Moreton, at the flats in Moreton, for a very long period. Unfortunately, they got that because we were in a rather difficult position with places for the transmitter. And if we wanted to be on the air that particular weekend, we had to put it in this place that was a bit of a high risk. We were keeping our fingers crossed that it wouldn't go, but unfortunately it did, and they pounced and got it that particular day. I think that was a Friday afternoon, the 27th of February. A particularly good transmitter that, and a bit of a pity about the loss of that one. So that's the first raid, and we were back on. I think just before that, though, there was an attempted raid, I think about the week before, or 2 weeks, a few weeks before that, on another block of flats away from where we were, just down the road, where they went to an empty flat with a search warrant and searched there and didn't actually find anything. And then, of course, about 3 or 4 weeks later, they pounced and got that particular transmitter. So that details the first raid of this particular year. Well, I was watching the film Summer Holiday not so long ago, I think it was about a month ago, something like that, with Cliff Richard and the Shadows. The film was, I think it was made in 1963. And I was watching, I got it on the video, and I was watching the video version of it as well. Anyway, this is one of the classic tracks from that particular film that was released in 1962. And this is Cliff Richard. And the title of this one is from the film Summer Holiday, All at Once. A very nice big romantic one here.
At once, it's you for me, and all at once, there's blossom on each tree, it's so thrilling and so new to me, this enchantment that you do to me, and forever in your spell I'll be. Oh, at once my doubts and fears are past, I feel as though I'll come back home at last. I thought I was fancy free till I felt this magic glow. Now you're for me, and all I know. doubts and fears are past. I feel as though I've come back home at last. I thought I was fancy free till I felt this magic glow. Now it's you for me. And all at once I know
Cliff Richard there from 1963 from the film Summer Holiday, All at Once. Well, I'm going to try and cue the next track on. It's a bit difficult actually. We don't have an LP and the track's just further down a bit. I'm trying to cue it while I speak to you. But I'll just have a try if you just bear with me for a moment. Okay, well it should be roughly about right. Well, now, the second raid that took place this year was, when was that? It was about 10 days after the first raid. We were hit on the 27th of February, as I said, when we lost that very popular transmitter that was used for quite a long time during the Mawson days. And we came back on anyway. I came back on with a rather small one that I'd constructed, not long completed. To get back as a sort of a spare, a backup. And that was placed in a certain place. And on the 8th of March, approximately 10 days later, we lost that. We were actually raided again. We decided to go 7 days, I think, at that time, because we were rather annoyed about being off the air because of the DTI actions. And we thought, well, we haven't got a lot to lose, really, if they're going to be all these raids are going to be going on all the time. So we had a go at 7 days, but unfortunately on the 8th of March, I think it was about 10:30 on Tuesday morning, the 8th of March, we were raided. And there was nobody present on both these occasions. We just got a transmitter in a certain location. There was nobody from the station actually present. And just trying to think what happened now, because it's going back just a little bit. Well, what happened was they traced the wire back anyway. The transmitter traced the wire back to it. First of all, they went to the wrong flat, and then they went to about half a dozen flats, I think it was, on that particular morning. Eventually traced this wire back to this transmitter. And unfortunately they got it, and I don't even think they had a search warrant. They just managed to manipulate their way in there by threatening to smash the door in if it wasn't opened. So unfortunately that was the second raid on Radio Merseywaves. And we got back on, I think it was within about a week, our usual period for getting back on. About a week, maybe perhaps just a little bit longer, perhaps 2 weeks. We're certainly back on by the middle of March anyway, but I'm not actually sure. I think it was the 12th of March, the following weekend, another station was raided. And I can't say too much about that particular weekend for reasons of secrecy connected with our station security here. But we did stay off the air that weekend, although we could have got back on at a push. We did, in fact, what I'm saying, we could have got back on at a push, but we decided to stay off, as we didn't want to lose any, we wanted to try and avoid, or take all measures possible to avoid losing more equipment when we did go back on. And as it happened, that particular weekend, another station was raided, and they lost their equipment. So we got back on the following weekend after the 12th of March. I think it must have been something like the 16th, 17th of March. And everything went reasonably smoothly then, up until the... we went to a lot of trouble to get things, avoid losing equipment again, and make things as difficult as possible for the DTI, and that's exactly what we did. And the result was, of course, is that we had a reasonably good run without too much hassle, and they didn't get radio Mersey waves again until the 27th of June. That's just over a month ago now, because as I said, we made things rather difficult for them, and so of course we obviously bought ourselves a lot more time on the air. And on this occasion, on the 27th of June, they raided our studio and took down the name of a DJ and somebody else that was present at the studio at the particular time, and took the station's turntables and equipment away, but they didn't get any medium wave transmitter. On that occasion, they weren't able to find the medium wave transmitter. So they had to leave without it, rather disappointed, in a somewhat disappointed state. They had to leave without it, and they just actually got the station's studio equipment consisting of turntables, tape decks and monitors and so on. And that was about it, basically, for the third raid on Radio Mersey Waves. And shortly, I'll give it a little break now, about 10 minutes or so after a few more records, I'll be giving you the details of the up-to-date raid, the latest raid, which took place just over 7 days ago. Anyway, what I'm going to do now is have that second track from Cliff Richard from Summer Holiday, from the film Summer Holiday, and from the LP Summer Holiday, released in 1963. The next time.
They say I'll love again someday, true love will come my way the next time. But after you there'll never be a next time for me. They say that I'll find happiness in someone else's warm caress the next time. I'll soon forget your kiss, and heartaches such as this will just be ancient history. They say that I'm a fool to weep, that I won't go on losing sleep the next time. That someone else will mend the heart you've broken into. When I'm still so very much in love with you. They say that I'm a fool to weep, that I won't go on losing sleep the next time. That someone else will mend the heart you've broken into.
Pritchard there the next time from 1963. Well, I'm just going to elaborate slightly on what I was saying before. I was saying a lot of stations in our position would have been long gone after all the DTI raids that we've had. Because, as I said, we've had approximately four this year and about five or six raids last year. We seem to be getting raided about every 2 or 3 months on average. Approximately, how many is it? 6 medium wave transmitters have gone within the past 18 months here on Radio Mersey Waves. And as I was saying, I think a lot of people don't realise just exactly how much goes into keeping this station on the air and putting this station on the air. I do think a lot of station managers, people in Keith's position and Mark Newman's position, would have given up a long time ago, actually, because it really does. It's enough to really get on top of anybody, it is, because everything, just you name it, and it's against you. Just about everything is against you putting apart a radio operation like Radio Mersey Waves on the air. The DTI are the major problem, and they just seem to cause chaos, really, because, as I said, we lose all our equipment, we lose places to operate from. And as I said, everything seems to be against putting keeping the station on the air. We've really got to defeat all the odds. It's really like as though you're badly wounded or you're dying and you've got to sort of just keep on going and you've got to keep at it. And you've got to be really very determined because, as I said, everything, absolutely everything is against you. And you must have this attitude where you feel that you just got to keep on trying. If at first you don't succeed, try and try and try again until you can overcome these problems. But as I said, there's just so much that is against the station being on the air. It's not just the DTI. Absolutely, virtually everything is against it being on the air. So we've really got to defeat all the odds to keep it on the air. And the average life for a lot of pirate radio stations, people who have started up in the past, other groups, seems to be about 2 or 3 months in recent years for most stations. Prior to 84, though, there was quite a few stations that lasted considerably longer than that because there wasn't really any significant DTI activity at all, so that made it, of course, quite a lot easier for the station to stay on the air. Anyway, a rather national record now from 1967 by the Spencer Davis Group. Spencer Davis, the Spencer Davis Group from 1967. I'm a Man is the title of that particular record. As I was saying, we really have certainly had some hassle here, and as I said, one has to defeat all the odds to stay on the air, and I think it was just before Christmas we came on, well, I put the rather large transmitter on, the one that we lost in the last raid. And unfortunately, the boys in blue came up to take us off the air here because they came up and took our aerial down because we were setting off some burglar alarms. I think that's what was happening anyway. So we had to actually cancel using the rather larger transmitter on that occasion. I brought it back into service the weekend just before the last, and now it's gone. The actual DTI have got it. It seems difficult to get that one on the air, actually, I think. It does, really. Anyway, my attitude is, if a first one does not succeed, try and try again, and hopefully we should be back on. I should be able to get back on with similar sort of power, hopefully in a not too distant future. 1982 is the year that we're going to now, with this one from Vangelis. This is the group that actually did the Radio Merseyways theme.
You fastly work to begin, am I so lost in my sin? You ask me, where did I fall? I'll say I can't tell you when, but if my spirit is lost, how will I find what is near? Don't question, I'm not rising in the east, so shall my heart be at peace. And if you're asking me when, I'll say it starts at the end. You know your will to be free is much with love secretly. We're going somewhere.
I'll Find My Way Home, Vangelis, from 1982. Well, I'll give you a rundown on the attempts that have been made to increase the station's signal strength with that rather large transmitter that I unfortunately lost during the last raid. It goes back now to Christmas 1986. That was the first time I brought it on the air over the Christmas period in 1986. And it was on, I think, all over the Christmas period for about 14 days. So we had a reasonably good coverage then. And I took it back for modifications. I was rather busy in January 87 and took it back for modifications. And of course we were raided on the 15th of February 1987. And anyway, so because of these raids that were going down, lots and there was some other problems as well, I didn't actually bring it back on the air again, that particular transmitter, until June 1987. And within a few days of it going on the air, there seemed to be signs of DTI activity. And it seemed to coincide, actually, with a lot of DTI activity. Anyway, I'll just have to... just have to leave you now for a moment, and I'm going to put Donna Summer, I'll be back with you in just a few minutes, Donna Summer, another one from 1982, State of Independence.
Thank you.
colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer, like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream.
'65 is the year that we're going to now with this one from Sonny and Cher.
My home.
Now back with you. Just had Mark Newman up here. A few problems he's been having to sort out with the station. He's actually standing in as a station manager for the next couple of weeks as KTC. Keith is away. So just been discussing a few problems we've been having here at the station because we've only just got back on the air on Friday 2 days ago, and it appears that a lot of the DJs, it was rather vague. They don't seem to know whether they should come up to do the show or not, as it looks as though there's quite a few don't get a chance to actually listen to see if we're on actually. And we have had a few problems, especially yesterday evening, as I gather there was a break in transmission during the Paul J show because of a foul-up regarding a problem with a person who had to change the tape, unfortunately. So we've just been discussing that particular problem. So anyway, I'll be giving you props just a little bit later than planned. Details on the latest raid that took place approximately just over a week ago, it'll be about 9 days ago now. And as I think I was saying, I was giving you a rundown just before I left on the the fact, the amount of usage or the number of attempts that are made to increase the station's signal strength and actual transmission power. And as I said, the second attempt was in June 1987, and it coincided with a lot of DTI activity and DTI clampdowns. And we were actually raided, I think it was on the 17th of July last year, and we were actually, I think we were on with that, with the larger transmitter for about 2 weeks, and things got rather awkward after that because of this increase in DTI activity. So that was, I think, the second attempt at a substantial power increase. The third attempt was just before Christmas last year, and unfortunately on that occasion we were taken off, well, the boys in blue came up and took our aerial down as we been actually setting off some burglar alarms inadvertently. The wires of these these phone lines were actually going far too near the aerial, you see. This was the problem, and causing these some alarm to go off somewhere. So, unfortunately, other things went went wrong as well, and that transmitter was taken out of, or took it out of service again, because there was a number of things went wrong, which I won't go into detail over the year. They weren't actually technical, but one of them was the setting off of the burglar alarms, and the other was a complaint from an IBA station in, I think it was in North Wales, this particular IBA station. And there was quite a few things went wrong, so we didn't have a very good Christmas actually, last Christmas. And I think that was the third attempt, and the fourth attempt at an increase in power was just over a week ago. And of course the transmitter, the rather large transmitter, nicknamed by Dave Collins Chernobyl, has now gone, and the DTI have got it actually. But it's my opinion anyway that they were just lucky, they were just trying up, following up every last angle, and they just struck it lucky really, because well, I'll go into the details on that shortly. In about 5 or 10 minutes, I'll give you the details of the very latest raid, as I said, which took place it's about 7, 8, 9 days ago.
Discover. in with the hum of good music on the quality sound of Radio Merseywave. Waves.
That's exactly what you're listening to, Radio Merseywaves on 244 with me, Bert Williams. Second raid that took place here on Radio, well, not the second raid, the latest raid, I should say, that took place here on Radio Merseywaves just over a week ago. That's a week Friday just gone. Well, what happened was they raided a certain like location where they thought our transmitter was on Friday morning. That's a week Friday just gone. That's about, I think it was about 20 to 11, something like that. And at first, they didn't find any transmitter. And it looked for a time as though they were going to go away empty-handed with no transmitter at all. In other words, absolutely nothing. Anyway, they spent a lot of time searching in this flat and found absolutely nothing. And they did, in fact, go away, they did. But unfortunately, they came back later. and he tried out some search warrants on places where they'd previously raided, where they'd previously been. In other words, known places. And unfortunately, for us here at Merseyways, they struck it lucky. But I reckon that they were just following up every last possible angle, because obviously they were quite extremely determined, I think, to get us off the air on that occasion. I think it must have been the extra transmission power that we were on. It must have upset them. That's the impression that's actually getting. I mean, I could be obviously quite wrong on that. We may have just been due for another raid anyway, but the impression that I got is that this is a very considerable possibility, in that our signal was just a bit too strong for a pirate station, you see. The thing is, the DTI, they like to keep pirate stations down, I think. If they can't get them off the air, they like to try and keep them on low power and things like that. We do. And I think what they do is they have a big roundup where they get every station off the air, probably about every 3, 4, 5, or 6 months. But with the more general stations like ourselves, I think they like to try and keep us on low power. Anyway, my attitude is that if at first we don't succeed, we try and we try again until we do eventually succeed. It does seem to be an extremely sluggish problem, but I think we will eventually overcome it. And as I said, I think the DTI are probably just a bit lucky on that occasion, and we were taking a bit of a risk. I don't think they'd be quite that lucky next time. Let's hope not. Anyway, let's keep our fingers crossed that next time we do go on increased power, which hopefully shouldn't be too long away, as soon as I can get the time to do a bit more, get a few things sorted out, we should be a bit stronger. But as I said, it'd probably be about 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, maybe 6 weeks. Don't actually know at the moment. But that's the position anyway, and as I said, that's the fourth raid that we've had this particular year. And, well, it was a bit of a disappointment, actually, because we were going out great, actually. We had even better quality than we had now, because the transmitter I'm using at the moment, well, it's just a general one, really. It could do with, it was really done just to get back on the air after the after that raid on the 8th of March. It was, well, it was about, let's see, I've got about quite a few that are sort of assembled, but they need a bit of wiring and things doing on them. And that one was basically like that, and I was in a bit of a rush to finish it off, so I didn't do the type of, I didn't have the time to do the type of circuit in it I would have preferred to do. Because the circuit that gives better results, obviously, as most people can guess, takes that a little bit longer. Anyway, let's get back to some music now, and probably elaborate on this a little bit later. Neil Diamond now, from 1972.
The time and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. It's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I
Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am a sin to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am, I said, I am, I cried.
Neil Diamond there, 1972. Well, just a few little, give you a few more little juicy details on the last DTI raid. Well, I don't think the DTI can expect to raid this station and not have any publicity from the station when we do go back on the air as to their activities and what went on and so on. Anyway, they're quoted as saying to a certain person, which we do not know, this person just happened to tell us this. We don't know him very well, actually, and he's not involved in the station. This flat that they raided, this fellow was in there, and as I said, he isn't involved in the station anyway, and he told us that the DTI had been searching the flat that he was in. It's not his flat, but he was in there, and he said to him, if you can tell us where it is, it'll save us both a lot of time, make it easier on us both, and all that kind of thing. And I found it quite amusing just thinking about it, because he didn't know where it was, and there they were asking him, thinking that he did know, and saying to him, well, if you can tell us where it is, it'll make it a lot easier, and we'll be able to get things done a lot quicker, save a lot of time. And as I said, he didn't even know, so they were just wasting their time there, and apparently he spent, I think it was something like 1.5 hours or more in this flat, looking, trying to find the transmitter, but as I said, eventually they went away empty-handed. So at that stage, when it looked as though they'd failed, they obviously must have thought, well, we'll try a few long shots here, or follow up a few last angles or a few possibilities we've not followed up before. And they went to a flat, as I said, which had previously been used by the station, which was known to the DTI, and unfortunately they found the transmitter there. So they struck it lucky on that occasion, they did. But as I said, things do seem to be getting worse with the DTI, so we could be off the air more than what we had been in the past, because they do seem to be going to a lot of trouble in order to get us off the air here. We must be just getting a bit too popular, I think that's what it is. There must be obviously some reason for it, or we're too well established here at Radio Merseyways for the pirate radio. I think in the eyes of the DTI, pirate radios are not supposed to be popular or well established. They're just supposed to be small things that put out distorted bits of music. I think that's the way the DTI would like it. Things that they can crush easily, like they crush slugs. I think that's what the DTI would like. And it seems that we have been causing them quite a few problems, making things difficult for the DTI. Well, that's our aim here at Merseyways, to make things as difficult as possible for those that want to get us off the air. So, as I said, we are still not deterred, and I'm certainly not deterred. And as soon as I get the time, I'll get one of these other transmitters I've got. Well, I've got them assembled. You just want wiring up and a fair bit of time spending on them. And we'll be back on the transmitter about the same, should be about the same size, maybe a bit less, maybe a bit more. But I don't think we should be deterred from making progress, because the way I look at it is, if we don't increase our power, we're not making progress, we're not going forward, we're being sort of, obviously, as I said, the DTI would like to get us off the air altogether. But as I said, I don't think we should be deterred from making progress, and that's what we're going to try and do. Anyway, let's now go back to 1968 with this one from Dave D. Dozy, B.B. Mick and Titch. Zabadak there by Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. Well, coming back to what I was talking about just before, I think I should say that things do seem to be getting more and more difficult for us to stay on the air here at Radio Mersey Waves, because as I said, we're having increased raids all the time by the DTI. They really are getting very heavy indeed. They just seem to be you seem to want to get Mersey Waves off the air more than any other station. You don't seem to be bothering about any other stations that are on at the moment. You just seem to want to get us off the air, because there's been no raids on other stations, but mind you, some of the other stations, they've not been on all that long. And the I don't suppose they've been as well established as we are. But anyway, they do seem very determined to get us off the air because, as I said, we were raided on the 27th of June when they took our studio equipment, and raided just over a week ago when they took our best transmitter. And no other stations have been touched, as far as I know, since the early part of this year, since something like March this year. Yet we've had two raids. Just because we are Mersey Waves and we are a well-established station. Anyway, as I was saying, things do seem to be getting more difficult, and my attitude is to make the best of it while we can, and for that reason we do intend, well, I certainly intend to try and get us back on the same power as we were before the last raid. Increase the signal strength and increase our transmitter power in order to make the best of it while we can, because everything, as I said earlier, everything seems to be against us being on the air, because I've learned recently that even some of the places where we operate from are getting demolished in the near future because of various alterations and so on. I don't think it's anything to do with the station that these places are being demolished. It's just, I suppose, one of these things in that I say that all the odds are actually loaded against the station being on, and one has to defeat all these obstacles in order to stay on the air. And as I said earlier, if there wasn't a very determined team consisting of myself and KTC and Mark Newman and one or two others, we'd be long gone. We'd have been off the air probably years ago, we would. Because, as I said, it's a lot of hard work in getting this station, keeping this station on the air. And me and Keith and Mark Newman, certainly over the past week, and one or two others, been at it quite a lot, actually, in order just to get us back on for this particular weekend. And I put an enormous amount of time in myself in order to get things sorted out. And as I said, towards the end of this year, we're going to be losing a few places that we operate from just purely due to demolition, so that's not going to help our situation. And so we could be facing a situation, if things go badly, where we could be off the air for substantial periods of time when we get round, when it becomes something like Christmas or early in the new year, because of increasing difficulties in terms of, as I said, constant raids by the DTI, constant loss of equipment, and so on and so forth. So for that reason, my basic outlook at the moment is to make the best of it while we can, because I don't think we're going to be here forever. I hope we might be here by the end of the decade, but I think even that remains to be seen, actually. Anyway, let's get back to the music now. 1975, and a group called Jigsaw, and this is quite a classic here, this particular one, and as I said, it's from 1975. Thank you. That's Jigsaw there, and Sky High from 1975. As I was saying before, all things must die, including Merseyways. I don't think Merseyways is, in fact, going to last forever. All things have to come to an end. But we certainly hope that we'll be with you by the end of the decade. Maybe not. Maybe things might get too difficult and the DTI might get us off the air. But on the other hand, maybe not. Maybe we'll be going in 1990 or 1991. We'll keep going as long as possible and as long as we feel it as a demand in terms of listeners and so on. And this is why, as I said, we must try and make the best of things while we can. And for that reason, we must try and make progress and get on increased signal strength and on increased power. Because, as I said, the DTI would like to keep most pirate radios down to low-powered, distorted little things that don't get too big. And I suppose when we get big, we get like a bit of a sort of a blot on the landscape in the eyes of the DTI and these other IBA stations, because they don't like us being on either, because they don't want any competition, and they're probably complaining all the time to the DTI saying, oh, we've got to pay all this revenue and all that, the rental of IBA transmitters, and we pay all this money to stay on the air, and there's a station called Merseyways that's on the air, and they don't pay any revenue. The thing they seem to overlook is the amount of work and effort that goes into putting the station on, and also the fact that we're not restricted in what we play. We don't have to work under all these guidelines that the IBA have to work under, and so on, and all these controls. We're free to do what we want, but freedom does seem to be a thing that is deteriorating or getting clamped down on. In recent years, freedom seems to be a thing that is difficult to attain. So, as I said, all things must come to an end, and as I said, I hope that we can stay on the air too, till towards the end of the decade, maybe into the early part of the next decade, but I'm pretty sure that we're certainly not going to last indefinitely, because no pirate radio station does, even a station as large as the Radio Caroline ships, the legendary Radio Caroline ships, even they only lasted 4 years, from 1964 to 1968. And in 1968, the government passed the Marine and Broadcasting Offences Bill in order to get them off the air. So even something as big as them only lasted 4 years. So it's looking as though we might be able to manage. Let's see, we've been doing every weekend continuously throughout 1985, 86, 87, it's now 88. We have in fact been on the air since the end of 83, but as I started Merseyways as a hobby station at the end of 83 and took to the medium wave in early 84, just on Sunday evenings only, again as a hobby station. And then at the end of 84, when various other stations were taken off the air by the dreaded DTI and so on, I decided to elaborate on it and make it more than a hobby station, hence Merseyways being what it is today. And so we've really been going, although we've been going since the end of 83, we've been going throughout 85, 86, 87, and this year regular on virtually a 4 day a week format. So let's see, that's I think we're just under 4 years, because it was December 1984 that we stepped up our activities and became, from just a hobby station, as it was that I was running then, as I said, Merseyways was just a hobby station in 84, and at the end of 84, approximately early December 84, I stepped it up and joined up with some other people and stepped Merseyways up into a weekend station where we operated every Saturday and Sunday, and then we elaborated on that and we developed it to 4 days a week. So I think we're just a bit under, we'll be about 4 years this coming December. So it'll be interesting to see if we can get past the mark that the Radio Caroline made in the 1960s, when they lasted from, I think it was Easter 1964, until August 1967. He did, in fact, survive the Radio Caroline ships until March 1968. After we were outlawed, he managed to survive for 6 months, but unfortunately financial debts caught up with them, and they were towed in by a Dutch tug company, and that was the unfortunately the end of them. Anyway, let's get back to the music here.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really matter much to me. For all the fun I'll have while
Priscilla Black there from 1967. Conversations. As we're saying, all things come to an end eventually, and I can tell you with probably considerable confidence that even the IBA and the BBC and all the television will be taken off the air eventually. I don't know when it'll be, but I think it'll be one day. All things that are on will, in fact, go off the air one way or the other. They'll either be taken off or something will happen. Obviously, nobody knows when that will be, but it's a very definite fact, I think. This is a record that was made and named after the first satellite in space. Named after the very first satellite in space. 1964 is the year that we're going to now with this one by a group called The Peddlers. Now, I think this is about probably one of their biggest hits in the 1960s. Let the sun shine in.
sunshine is. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in.